This is Lee Chambers on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Kim Komlianich from Write On, Cambridge Script Writing Forum. Good morning, Kim.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us. Now, first of all, just before we get into talking about what's coming up with Write On, just tell us a bit about Write On generally.
So Write On is a script writing forum, which means we are a group that supports playwrights. We offer workshops and courses. We also offer production opportunities to writers from Cambridge, in and around Cambridge. We've had writers come up from as far as Brighton. You know, we've had writers that actually live in America and only visit over the summer or something. So we are very much open to anyone who's interested in new writing for the stage in Cambridge.
You say playwrights. This could be people who fancy themselves as playwrights, have got an idea, have written a play or a short play or a scene from a play.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, you don't have to call yourself a playwright. And sometimes that is a struggle. You know, when do you start calling yourself a writer? Is it once you've written a play or is it when you're writing a play? So it's very much helping people to get through that process, to kind of go from the very beginnings, but we also have playwrights who have been published, you know, produced abroad. So, like, the whole range. We try to cater to all abilities. But obviously our workshops and our courses are aimed at people who still need that support with writing, whereas the productions maybe are more for people who have already written and then have a chance to see and test their writing.
So what kinds of things are you looking at? I mean, obviously dialogue, but you're still looking at character development and plot and tension.
Yes, very much so. So writing for the stage is different than writing just fiction, which I think is the most scary thing in the world. But some people feel that writing for the stage is harder. So it really depends on what kind of person you are and what kind of experiences you've had. But what we focus on is basically the basic elements of drama, which is, you know, character, theme, plot, also looking at a dramatic time and setting and all of those. We kind of stick to the Aristotelian kind of dramaturgy, but, you know, rules are there to be broken. So we explore those rules and we see how can we break them and what can we achieve by breaking them. So, what we've got coming up at the moment is a playwriting course for writers who might be starting out to write for the stage, or maybe need to brush up on those basics. So our course is called Write for the Stage. Write spelled as in right versus wrong. Although there are no rights and wrongs, this is an art form, so you can't get it wrong. So our course is starting just after Easter on the 19th of April. We've still got some places left. It's an 8-week course running on Thursday evenings. And whoever's interested can find out more on our website, which is www.writeon.org.uk.
And you don't have to have a play already under your belt, or do you?
No, not at all. This could be your first attempt at writing something for the stage. And you could use the course to write a play, so focus on one bit of writing throughout. Or you could go and write different scenes and just explore different genres as well, maybe, you know, different styles of writing through those 8 weeks. There will be homework if you want to use that as an opportunity to get your writing and to kind of also get into that routine of writing regularly. Because, you know, people get busy and it's hard to write, you know, hard to make a living out of writing. So lots of writers have jobs and that are keeping them from writing. So that's a way to kind of get back into it, if you like.
And particularly for the stage, it's hard sometimes. Dialogue can, well, I mean, if you look at Pinter, say, the dialogue on the page looks really flat. And then when it's performed, it comes to life. And sometimes it's really hard to write dialogue that does come to life on the stage. It sounds right, doesn't over-explain or is just boring.
Yeah, they say that a play shouldn't work on a page, that there should be something that actually asks or calls for the space and the actors, you know, bodies in space. So what we also do in this course is we read out loud. So hearing your writing, you know, as bad as you think it might be, hearing it read out aloud actually helps you, you know, appreciate what's there that you maybe didn't think was already there. Because writing for the stage is all about writing what people don't want to say, what people, you know, don't want to express. It's very much writing the kind of the surface of what's behind and what's hidden in those characters and those situations.
And you're a tutor on this course, is that right?
I'm one of the tutors, together with Richard Peoples, who is also one of the main people in Write On, and he's just a walking library. He has read every play and has got so many examples to show, and that's just a real kind of treasure to have on the course, because he can, you know, pull up an example out of his sleeve at any time. So that's just great. So yes, Richard and I are running that, and like I said, it's starting on the 19th of April.
And what's your background, Kim?
So I have I come from Slovenia. That's my country of origin. And I've been writing, directing, working in the theatre for my whole professional life. So that's going back 20 years now, I think. My main job is writing and helping writers to develop their plays. I have written both in Slovenian and in English. I'm proud to have a few professional productions under my belt. But, you know, that's not to say every play is actually a journey, you know, and you don't know. There's no point where you say, right, I've got this, you know. Every time you start writing a new play, it's a new beast that you need to kind of look at with new eyes and new perspectives. So I don't think you can ever say, I've got this and this is the way to do it, because there's always new things that you can try out, and there's always the art form itself develops as well, you know, as the audience does. The more we watch telly, the more that influences back onto theatre and the other way around, you know. So that's it's a developing art form.
And this isn't the first time you've run this course. So have you seen in past courses how, presumably you have, how a play has developed from an idea to maybe getting it on its feet on the stage?
Yeah, we run more or less one of these courses a year. And I can say that we're very proud that some of our writers have gone on to do fabulous stuff. One of the plays that has started as part of our Write for the Stage course has gone on to be published, to actually win awards in Ireland. So this is a play written by Sean Baker, who also now is a tutor at Anglia Ruskin University and has had many plays produced. So that's just one example. But we have many playwrights that do different kind of things. And, you know, for some, this will be the only thing that they do, but for others, this is just the start of a journey that then takes them, you know, wherever they want to go with their writing.
So that's Right for the Stage. And there's another opportunity here, which is a residential playwriting course. And you've given me this little bit of card.
Yeah.
Explain.
Shall we? I was going to get you to read a bit of dialogue with me.
Yes.
So if you read a character B and I'll read character A, and okay, then maybe from there on we can talk about it. Guess who's going to France in June?
You are.
It's like you're reading my mind.
Yes, yes, have fun. I need to work anyway.
You write, right?
I'm on your tour, yes.
You could write in France.
Yes, right, as if there's a playwright's retreat in France where I could write my play in 5 days, get expert advice and copious feedback from like-minded people.
You are spooky. Stop with the mind reading.
Yeah, right.
No, really, that is what I'm doing.
Really? Shut the front door. What do I need to do?
Go to kim.komljanec.org, that's kim.komljanec.org, and find out the details.
In a sentence or less?
5 days, writing, lavender, wine, France in the summer.
That sounds cool. What's the site again?
So it's kim.komljanec.org. That's just a bit of...
That sounds like one of our adverts, I have to say.
That's just a bit of funny publicity for my writing residential course. So one of Write On's own playwrights owns a big house, like an old farm in France, in Dordogne, and he runs writing retreats there. And he's invited me to run a playwriting course there this year. And I'm really excited about this, because it's basically the way I've designed the course is the writers get to write a one-act play in a week. One of those plays that get written there will then be put forward to be staged as part of Write On's festival, which is coming up next year. We currently have an open call for one-act plays. So anyone who's got a play, you know, sitting in their drawer or on their hard disk, go and submit it onto Write On. All the details are available on Write On's webpage. The deadline is the 1st of July. But also the writers who come to the residential playwriting course, they'll get all the support there. There's taught sessions. There's also one-to-one sessions with each writer and obviously feedback from other fellow writers. So you get quite a lot of support in that week and you get a lot of writing done because there's just peace and quiet and nature and everything you need to be writing.
Sounds lovely. So, yeah, what's not to like about that? So if people are interested in that, they go to your website for that, which is kimkim.com/knec.org.
That's right.
And if people are interested in the Write On course, it's the Write On website, which is, remind me again,
it's www.writeon.org.uk.
lovely to speak to you, Kim. Good luck with all that. Enjoy France.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, I'm looking forward to going to France, especially with this weather outside.
Absolutely. Yes, enjoy, and good luck with the course as well.